Hello, welcome back to the eighth day here on Sunny 101.9 and all across the Media Brew Network. I have with me my former boss, Todd, and he's part of Music at the Mall. Music in the Mall? Which one is it, Todd?
Music at the Mall.
Music at the Mall. Why are we doing this?
Well, it's just a fun thing to do. It's cold. It's 4 degrees below zero, and we're rocking out in the warmth of the Westwood Mall. Free music here. Eddie and the Bluesers. Kind of fun.
Eddie and the Bluesers. Now, he's got a lot of influence, as you said, from way down south, right?
Yeah, definitely. They do stuff from Memphis, stuff from New Orleans. They do some Chicago blues. They do all styles. It just kind of depends. But they like to do some blues with one chord. So it just stays on one chord the whole song. You know, that's vintage old blues.
And here I thought it was three chords. Anyways, I noticed as I was coming in a lot of vendors and stuff. What's going on here in the mall overall? I saw another band at the beginning of the mall right when I came in the door.
Yeah, we're kind of emulating what they do on 3rd Street in the summer. Music on 3rd on the 3rd Thursday. Well, we're doing music at the mall for 7 months this winter, right through May, 3rd Thursday. So it's December 19 was December's event, but January 16 is the next Music in the Mall. And then it'll continue each month. Different bands, different players, different vendors, and almost kind of like a winter's farmer's market as such. Fresh baked goods, goodies, nice.
I understand that the township's involved with this. Who are the main overriding sponsors? I know you want me to get that in.
Well, Media Brew, of course, is promoting this for us, you know. And all these 8 radio stations in Marquette do a really nice job of promoting it for us. And online, you know, online presence is good as well. But Westwood Mall, of course, has opened the doors, and they've been very accommodating. They have a new owner. Michael Cohen bought the mall in February. And he has, this was mall number 28 for him. He's got 29 malls now. He's bought one since. And so if anybody could fill the mall, it's Michael Cohen. And I think there's some action. There's a yoga place over here that's looking to come. There's also Dunham's was looking and measuring. And someone was up in Yonkers measuring how tall the ceiling was. So people are looking to come back to the Westwood Mall.
And I noticed tonight, this is pretty successful because the parking lot appears to be full.
Well, you can see the pictures at sunny.fm. Parking lot's full at the mall on a Thursday night. You know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Lots of folks out to the mall. Lots of vendors, fresh baked items. You know, kind of fun, plus good music.
I agree. I want to thank you, Todd, for coming on and talking about it. Because, you know me, if you can talk, I can skip it.
Well, that's cool. I want to thank Dale at Under the Radar for doing an acoustic thing up by Kohl's and AAA on the way into the mall. And then we had a teacher out of Escanaba play the piano in the middle. And then Eddie and the Bluesers at the new stage at the Westwood Mall.
The new stage. That's cool. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd.
This is the 8th day. We'll be right back.